The two-month trial that could decide the fate of teacher tenure in California came to a close today. The case has received a great deal of media attention and could hold national implications. Our Logan Healy was downtown and reports on today's closing statements.
The fight over how teachers should be graded and potentially fired has been of national interest for years. Today, lawyers in the Vergara versus California case gave their closing arguments about how they think the state's public school teachers should be hired and fired. The plaintiffs are 9 public school students backed by a group founded by Silicon Valley businessman David Welch. The trial centers around 5 state laws on teachers. The plaintiffs say those laws make it harder to get rid of ineffective teachers. They argue that they disproportionately affects poor and minority students. Marcellus McRae represents the plaintiffs.
It's common sense that you can't have a tenure statute that forces school districts to make premature tenure decisions.
Both sides agree ineffective teachers should not be in the classroom, but teachers' unions defend the laws as critical to protecting teachers' jobs. Eric Hines is vice president of the California Teachers Association.
This trial really isn't about helping students. It's really a very thinly veiled corporate special interests that are attacking teachers and that are attacking public education and attacking our unions.
Under current laws, school administrators must decide after 2 years if a teacher will receive tenure. The plaintiffs argue 2 years is too short, and they say the laws make it difficult and expensive to get rid of what they call grossly ineffective teachers. They say those teachers get transferred to schools in undesirable locations that are mostly made up of poor and minority students. Ted Botris also represents the plaintiffs.
We have a teachers union, but we don't have a student union.
Teachers' unions say 2 years is enough time to judge a teacher's performance. They also argue seniority is the fairest way to lay teachers off during budget cuts. Joshua Pechtold is president of the California Federation of Teachers.
The protections that we have help to give us some dignity and help to create a profession. And without those, people would not stay in this profession. And you would see a revolving door of teachers coming and going in public education.
It's now up to Superior Court Judge Rolf Trehu to decide the case. A decision is expected next month, but either way it goes, an appeal is likely. Logan Healy, Annenberg Radio News.